Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 13th, 2022. Welcome to Day 359. The global average surface temperature in 2021 was the sixth highest since reliable temperature record-keeping began in 1880, marking the 45th consecutive year that global surface temperatures were above average. More than two dozen countries set their warmest years ever in 2021, while the U.S. recorded its hottest summer since 1936. July was the hottest month humanity has ever recorded. 2021 was also the seventh year in a row that global temperatures were more than 1 degree Celsius above the pre-industrial average. Overall, 2021 ranked seventh lowest for Northern Hemisphere snow cover, ninth smallest for average Arctic sea ice, and 10th highest for a number of named tropical storms. Moving on, Kyrsten Sinema will not support changing the Senate filibuster rules in order to pass voting rights legislation under any circumstances. In a Senate floor speech, just before Biden arrived at the Capitol to meet with all 50 Senate Democrats, Sinema said, quote, "While I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country," end quote. She added, quote, "We must address the disease itself, the disease of division, to protect our democracy, and it cannot be achieved by one party alone," end quote. Sinema's comments came after the House approved a measure to combine the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act into a single bill. Chuck Schumer has said the Senate would begin debate on the House-passed bill by Monday, which happens to be the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. It will be the Senate's fifth attempt to consider voting rights legislation after Republicans used the filibuster four times to prevent the bills from ever reaching the floor. Biden, meanwhile, conceded that the, quote, honest-to-God answer is, "I don't know whether we can get this done," end quote. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration from enforcing a vaccine or testing mandate for large employers. The rule would have applied to nearly 80 million American workers, and OSHA estimated that it would cause 22 million people to get vaccinated, prevent 250,000 hospitalizations, and would save over 6,500 lives. The court, however, did allow a separate mandate requiring healthcare workers at facilities receiving federal money to be vaccinated. In related news, Biden directed his staff to purchase an additional 500 million at-home rapid COVID-19 tests, doubling the number of tests the U.S. plans to send to the public free of charge. In addition, the administration will send 120 military medical personnel to six states where hospitals have been hard hit. The U.S. has already deployed more than 800 military and emergency personnel since Thanksgiving. More than 14,000 National Guard members have also been activated in 49 states to assist with the response to COVID-19. At least 19 states currently have less than 15% of their ICU beds available, largely due to the rapid spread of the Omicron variant and a shortage of available medical workers. And calling it a patriotic duty to wear a mask, Biden said the administration would share details next week on how it will make high-quality masks available for free. Moving on, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol subpoenaed Twitter, Reddit, and the parent companies of Facebook and Google for more information and records relating to the spread of misinformation and efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The committee had asked for the records last summer, but said it received inadequate responses from some of the largest platforms. Quote, "We cannot allow our work to be delayed any longer," said the committee's chair, Representative Benny Thompson, in a statement. "Two key questions for the select committee are how the spread of information and violent extremism contributed to the violent attack on our democracy, and what steps, if any, social media companies took to prevent their platforms from being breeding grounds to radicalizing people to violence," end quote. And finally, the Republican National Committee threatened to prohibit Republican nominees from participating in debates that are sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is the nonprofit organization that has hosted the debates for more than three decades. Republicans have complained in recent years that the commission itself and how it handles debates is biased against GOP candidates. RNC officials sent a letter to the CPD saying the party plans to vote on changing its rules at their winter meeting in February to require candidates who are seeking the Republican nomination to sign a pledge saying they won't participate in any debates sponsored by the commission. If the RNC moves forward with the change, it's unclear what that would mean for future debates. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.